It is 8:05. You're listening to 100.5 FM. Good morning. I'm Ray Richardson. Thanks for joining us. We're broadcasting live from the RowAutoGroup.com studio. Don't forget, our McVetty's Hearth and Home text line is 207-409-6172. You can find out more at StovesOfMaine.com. State Representative Josh Morris, Dee Dee Richardson in the house. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
And joining us on the line, the Grand Poobah of Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, the historian, the Iceman, Butch, the Iceman Philibert from Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, and more importantly, one of the members of the inner circle of Phil the Groundhog. I watched that movie three times yesterday. AMC just repeats it all. I watched it three times.
As they should.
I watched it before I went to church. It's a very spiritual movie, really, because the entire movie is about redemption. The guy keeps trying to get it right, and he can't do it. Right. And then finally, what is it that redeems him? Love.
Yep.
That's what redeems him. It's a very spiritual movie. Butch, how are you?
Pretty good. Nice to hear your voice.
Yeah, great to have you on as well, sir. I wish today was the second, but, you know, we go to church on Sunday. I don't do my show.
Well, I couldn't miss Groundhog Day.
Well, of course not. Of course not.
Yeah, so when it falls on a Sunday, I guess I'm on Gobbler's Knob.
Janice Dean from Fox News was there. She said there was probably close to 50,000 people. Would you agree with that?
Well, I try not to get into the numbers until we count. And how that all works is it was the largest crowd that I have ever seen, and I have been in the inner circle since 1988. My first trek as a inner circle member was 89. So this was by far the largest crowd we have ever seen. The first large crowd was in 96, which was the first weekend after, you know, the movie was running since 93, but it was the first weekend, and it definitely turned out a crowd that we were ready for, but it was unreal. I would say, Punxsutawney is a town of 5,500 people.
Right.
So when you come into Punxsutawney, we have to find places for you to park, and then we have to get you 2.5 miles out of town on top of Gobbler's Knob. And we use the school buses to do that. So we run 40 school buses around the loop for parking places in Punxsutawney. So one of these days, and we only park 240 cars. So one of these days we'll kind of have an accurate number because you have to get a ticket to get on the bus.
Oh, that's amazing stuff. Yeah, it's
That's the long answer. That's the long answer, but it's the truthful one.
How long has the tradition been going on? Does it date back to the 1870s?
1887 was the first official trek, 1886. It was reported in the newspaper that at the time to going to press, the Brer Groundhog, Seer of Sears, had not appeared and seen his shadow. So we actually celebrate both dates. We celebrate 1886 as the 100, you know, we celebrated 1986 as the 100th year, and another 10 years we'll be celebrating the 150th.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing tradition. You and I talk off air quite a bit, and I've shared with you that when I was a kid in high school, I just thought it was a cool tradition, you know, something that brings your community together. And then, of course, they did the movie, and then that really changed everything for you guys. What does it do for your economy to have that many people come in? Does it kind of fund the town almost for the year?
Well, because we are a small town, we have a total of something like 78 bedrooms. Now, we're getting ready to add the hotel, the Shadow Hotel downtown, which will add another 45 bedrooms. But where do you sleep? It's almost a 50-mile radius of Punxsutawney that all the motels are full.
That's extraordinary.
So people stay out on Interstate 80. They stay as far away as Altoona, Indiana, Clarion, which is 35 miles west. So everything along Interstate 80 is full for 25 or 30 miles on each side of Punxsutawney.
And what are you guys, about 70 miles from Pittsburgh?
We are 75. If you want right down in the city, it's 85 miles. The suburbs, 70, 75 miles of Pittsburgh. And we are sort of in western Pennsylvania, 75 miles due west of State College.
Oh, wow. Okay. So that's not bad.
So you got State College at the middle of the state, and you're going west, you're going to come straight out Interstate 80, and about 25 miles drop off of 80, and you're in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania.
Well, as you and I talked about, it had been my plan, because it was on a Sunday, to be able to come down.
Right.
And unfortunately, and I was going to surprise my wife, we had just gotten back from the inauguration the week before, and we were going to come, but then we lost heat on Wednesday, and so we had to take care of that instead.
You.
So, but we had planned to come down. I've always wanted to go, and so I think it'll be on a Monday next year, so maybe we make it next year, and we can broadcast the show from there, which would be a lot of fun.
There you go. That would be great.
Yeah,
that would be great.
Be a lot of fun. So tell us what Phil said. What did the groundhog tell us?
Well, it was a sunny day, and that prediction was true, that we will have 6 more weeks of winter weather.
When it's just so
disturbing. When the sun shines bright on Groundhog Day, there will be 6 more weeks of winter.
And he casts his shadow. Yeah.
Now, the big deal this year, and I will tell you this, is last year in the month, the end of April, like the fourth, right at the last week of April, okay? We were surprised at the Groundhog Zoo when Phyllis had 2 babies in captivity. So Phil and Phyllis have 2 babies now, which is the first time in the 140 years that a groundhog who gets treated like royalty and lives in a controlled environment had 2 babies.
Well, didn't he predict a long winter last year as well? You know.
Yeah.
You
know what I mean? Oh, yeah.
You know, there's a lot of babies born in this country when the winter is cold. That's just the way it is.
Well, you got to remember, when Phil comes out and sees his shadow, he's not just looking for his shadow. He's looking for his mate.
Yeah. So just do us a favor. Just tell us sort of, he lives in a very controlled environment. We know he is revered, but give us the kind of idea that how Phil lives.
Well, he lives in the Civic Center, which is in the middle of the town. And the park, he looks out a window onto our Central Park, sort of similar to what they recreated in the movie Groundhog Day. Their park was downtown, you know, in the center of the community. That's where ours is. So he lives in this controlled environment, has fresh water, is fed constantly, and with Phyllis, and now his 2 children, Sunny and Shadow. There's a window looking into the library of in the Civic Center, into the children's section. So there's children's chairs all around that window into Phil's home and Phyllis's home. So he is treated, when you see the young man, A.J. Jerome, who picks Phil into the air, he is his keeper and caretaker, and those groundhogs know him the best.
So Phil looked like maybe he had plumped up a little bit. What is his diet like?
Okay, a groundhog, of course, is a vegetarian. So he eats He doesn't like head lettuce as much as he likes kale. He's a little choosy. Of course, he eats lettuce and cabbage and corn. What else could I say? He'll eat apple. His favorite fruit, which a groundhog never gets in the wild, but he gets it in captivity, is bananas.
Oh, wow.
Groundhogs love bananas. They will sit up and entertain you when they start eating a banana.
Do they peel it, or is it peeled for them? Because he is royalty, of course.
Well, I've seen it actually. I've seen them do both, but we basically peel it back and give them and just hand them a banana, you know, or half of a banana. So, but it's gone in very short order.
So Phil is, ancestry-wise, the current Phil, is he number 9 in the ancestry of being Phil?
No. The lore and legend of Punxsie Phil is that Phil will live for eternity.
Oh.
There will always be one Punxsie Phil and only one Punxsie Phil. And how that legend and lore goes, we give Phil an elixir of life at our summer picnic, which is the Saturday after Labor Day. And that summer picnic, when Phil gets his elixir of life, every sip he takes extends his life 7 years. So the Punxsutawney Phil will never die.
You sent me photographs this summer of the summer picnic, and it was actually quite well done.
There you go.
I thought, wow, this is really extraordinary. So Phil is quite prolific in his old age because, you know, he's been around since,
having children
this past year. You know, he's 147 years old or whatever. It's wow.
Unreal. That is the true legend and the lore. And we all know about legends and lore.
Yes, we do.
Of Punxsutawney Phil.
Yes.
So, now, if you want to ask me, being a vegetarian and you're a groundhog, if you can survive sitting along the road and eating salt, which is what they love to do as well, they like salt, they like anything that is salty, crackers, potato chips, especially barbecue. So, but that, again, is something they only get in captivity. If they survive, 7 to 10 years is the normal lifespan of a groundhog.
Mm. Wow.
So that's how we tell the story.
Well,
7 to 10 years.
It's a great story, which is, you know, I've told you, since I was a kid, I've loved this story, which is why we talk to you every year. Today it's on February 3rd. Normally it's February 2nd. But maybe we don't have an inauguration next year. Hopefully things go really well this year. Maybe we can make the trek down to Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, and broadcast the show from there next year. That'd be a lot of fun. I've always wanted to do that, and that would be a lot of fun.
It was it's phenomenal. This year's crowd, like I said, it was the greatest of all time.
Yeah.
It was the goat of Groundhog Days. It definitely was.
Yeah.
The people, that's what you miss by our conversation. It is a very, very fun and exciting time to talk to people because they really can't believe they're there. They really can't believe they're doing this. And then they're intermixed with the people that come every year, and I call it an adult Christmas. People, everybody is jumping up and down, so excited to be there. And, of course, that is catching, and that just permeates the crowd.
Well,
that's the neat thing, and when you come, you will understand what I just said.
Well, just watching it, you know, you can see that, and I am, as my wife will tell you, a huge fan of the Groundhog movie, which I know is a little different. I get all that, but I'm just a huge fan of it. Like I said, I watched it 3 times yesterday, once before I went to church, because AMC starts it, I think, at 12:01 a.m. on Groundhog Day. But Ryan, I know you and your wife are big fans of Ryan and Ashley from Maine Cabin Masters. I said to Ryan recently, I think we're going to go down and do this. And he was like, I think we'll go with you. It'd be a lot of fun. So maybe we can pull that off. Maybe.
Yeah. Well, you want, if you do and you want to do that, you definitely get a hold of me early.
Oh, I will.
What I'm saying is I need to know a month ahead of time that you're really going to do this.
Wow, that's so, around Christmas. So this really would be like Christmas because it would be around Christmas.
Well,
yeah,
really, I need to know because when we have Groundhog Club members, we put all of the tickets to the events, okay, on sale around December the 10th. And when we do that online, they're gone in 20 minutes.
Wow.
And we have had, the last year there was 11 different countries included in that inner circle mix. And the year before there were 26 different countries.
That's extraordinary.
This is a worldwide event.
Oh, it is.
It's unbelievable.
No, yeah, I read a lot of international papers every day online, and they all had a story about Phil and his prognostication. So, yeah, it is a worldwide event. Butch, we always appreciate you. I know today is February 3rd, not February 2nd, but I appreciate you willing to spend about 20 minutes with us to talk about this. It's just such a fun thing, and, you know, it really brings people together. When Janice Dean was doing her live hits from Fox, you could see the fun on people's faces, the excitement. They were all happy and smiling. And why not? If a groundhog can't bring us together, who can?
Exactly. We are apolitical. Phil doesn't know anything about politics, so
which means he lives a peaceful life.
Holiday, he lives a very peaceful life. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. So if you want to enjoy the holiday, we don't care what your political affiliations are, and we really don't want to know that day.
Yeah, exactly. So I completely. That's why it would be fun to do it. It'd just be a really fun.
That's the
event.
Fun thing about it. It just puts it. You know.
Could not agree with you more.
Well, it was a pleasure talking to you.
Yeah, Phil, it's always great.
Phil,
Butch, I'm sorry. Phil's the groundhog. You're the poobah.
My last name, Philibert.
Philibert, right. Oh, yeah.
I'm not. I am the historian of the club. I have the longest-serving member right now, active member. There's an inner circle member who's about 96 years old that he has been emeritus for a number of years. But I am the oldest active member, 36 years.
Wow, that's amazing. So, yeah, they call you the Iceman for a reason. So, you know, you got ice water running through your veins, bro.
Now, there's always Iceman in the Trek because in the original Trek, he was the guy waiting to make sure he had cutting ice off the lakes and the ponds so that he had plenty of inventory to fill the ice boxes. So it's sort of traditional. That's why there's an Iceman in the track.
I love that. That's awesome.
All right.
Butch, the Iceman Philibert, we appreciate it.
I talked to you right to the heartbreak. Yeah. We'll talk to you later. Have a nice one.
You as well. Thanks again for being on with us. It's probably, I don't know, maybe his 12th year that he's done this with. It's all fun stuff. We'll grab a quick break. We'll be right back.
If you're responsible for hiring and firing, you know, it can be like a roulette wheel. If your new hire turns out to be a bad hire, well, all you've lost is time and money. Hello, I'm David.